This is Judith Conrad Radio, presenting extraordinary visionary experts in health, wealth, business, and manifesting your dreams come true. And now, here's your host, Judith Conrad, starting your day with the good news.
Well, here we are. This is Judith Conrad, and this is the Judith Conrad Radio Program. Well, the first, we have such a great program lined up today. We have two wonderful guests, and the theme for today is alternative solutions and new beginnings. New beginnings because, of course, we're at the beginning of January. Yesterday, we had a most interesting program. My guest was Kathy Wells, and we were doing a networking process called one-to-one, where we were interviewing each other. Actually, she did most of the interviewing. It was quite interesting how in that process, things were revealed to me that I had just under the surface about what my purpose here and my mission is, and that would be to present the awakening to different folks for the intuitive. And that's what I dearly love to do. I love to do readings. And by the way, tomorrow, the whole program will be devoted to new beginnings and intuitive readings. So if you want to call in tomorrow, you will find out what's coming up for you in this next year, 2012, which everyone is saying, oh my gosh, I'm scared to death of what's going to be happening in 2012. Well, let's get going and let me tell you who's going to be on the program today. We have Heath Whitney, who is a classical five-element acupuncturist, and Dr. Bill Walter of Golden Apple Healthcare. Now, both have been on my program before at an earlier time, and we're bringing them back on the airwaves together because they have similar and yet different philosophies in how they treat patients. I guess patience is the right word. You're going to nod yes or no. Patience is the right term for both of you. So... And as I begin, I'm going to give you a little astrology. I am going to also do a quick read with four different selections. And with the four selections, I'd like to have you pick one of the four. One, two, three, or four. And I've written out what I believe is the meaning for each of these. And they're actually all the same, but they're a little bit different. If you would like to think of maybe a question or what's going on in your life, and pick number one, number two, number three, and number four. And I want you to pay special attention to that. I'm also asking my guests to do that. I will be asking them to hold up one finger, two fingers, three fingers, or four fingers, because they're not going to talk until I get ready to bring them in. And they're going to really focus on what is the message in and around their practice. Alternative solutions for the being an acupuncturist and a naturopathic physician. And this is my work. I do the intuitive. I do the coaching. I do the, and especially right now, helping people to set goals. And as I kick off the program tomorrow, that's what I'm going to be doing, is focusing on your purpose, your vision, what are the goals you're setting this year, realistic and unrealistic. I love the unrealistic ones because those are the ones that spirit gets involved with. What actions are you going to be taking? And when then you can start scheduling, as opposed to what most people do, they schedule and then they think, okay, what? Why am I doing this? We're going to do it the other way. We're going to focus on our purpose. We're going to look at our vision, our goals, and what action we're going to be taking. So get ready. Thinking of a thought or a situation or anything that you'd like answer for? Let's go with one, two, three, or four. Okay, looking at out here at our audience here, number one, number two, number three, or number four. Okay, both have picked number three. And because I know what they are, I'm going to have one. I have Heath, would you pick a number for me? Because I already know what they are. You pick a number for me between one and four. Two. Okay, I get number two. Does that agree with you? Okay. Number two is mine. Both of them have number three. Okay. What I'm going to do is give number one. Well, this is a day and time of sifting and sorting. I'm indeed doing that with organizations. I'm looking at which organizations work for me, which ones don't work for me, which ones are out of alignment with integrity. I'm looking at stuff from my boxes after moving. I'm sifting and sorting through boxes. Do I really want those crystal glasses? I could give them away. I don't need them. I have how many? 4 boxes of crystal glasses. I don't drink that much wine. Or maybe I do. Maybe that's what I should. I'm getting rid of the glasses. This is the 4 of Swords, which is called Truce, representing the calming, centering, and balance of Libra. Do you know a Libra person? Well, normally they are very balanced. They're very centered. They can calm situations. And then it's indeed time for this a spiritual cleansing. Now, spiritual cleansing is something that maybe our guests can address as we're bringing them in on the airwaves. It's a synthesis and getting ready for what spirit has in mind for us. What we've done before is fine, and now we're going to look at redefining what it is that we do. This is Jupiter in Libra. Jupiter is that opportunity, good luck coming with balance, to get ready for expansion and new opportunities through inner peace. Now, if you out there in the audience or from the archives have picked number 1, wonderful, because you're sifting and sorting and getting ready for something new. Number 2, and this is mine, and that is one of the major arcana, number 11, is called Lust. It's actually the strength card. It's Leo, representing the fire and the passion of that inner intuitive knowing that your greater good is being served. Your true hidden talents are awaiting the opening. Ooh, I like that. Hidden talents. Ooh, I like that. Stop and consider what earlier and younger thoughts, meaning thoughts from your youth, are returning to be remembered. I can resonate with that, because when I was growing up, certain things, I always felt that Native Americans could always find me. And if I were in a forest, they could find me because they had that special talent. Well, I resonate with that, because with the intuition, you have a special talent to be able to find the answers and to be able to seek out the solutions. Ooh, very nice. Thanks for picking number 2. Number 3, the 8 of Wands is swiftness. Now, wands are spiritual, and number 8 is the number of prosperity. Mercury in Sagittarius. The time has come to establish and define where you stand. That's a very important thing, to define, establish where you stand. Be open to the spirit messages that emerge to place all your ducks in a row. If there's anything in your business where the ducks are not in a row, then it is time to stop, do not go forward, and to just stand and look at what is out of alignment. Communicate these to those who have ears to hear. In other words, communicate the swiftness that is happening once you decide and once you get those ducks in a row. What is the end result? It's like lightning bolts. Once that happens, then everything moves forward with great swiftness. So that's number 3. Number 4. And that is the Queen of Discs. Whoa, I like this card. It's called Opulence. The Queen, which is the feminine principle, is sitting in a throne with, she has lushness all around, as in a tropical island. Her blouse has coins of gold coins, and everything is about opulence. It's just dripping with jewels. I like that one. But she's not focusing on that. She's really not in the now. She's looking at the past. And the past is an arid desert with twists and turn path. Well, actually, it's a path where she has meandered back and forth and back and forth to get where she is now. So I believe she's looking back in gratitude for all that she has done to bring her to where she is now. Nice messages for today. So whether it's 1, 2, 3, or 4, I'm going to be asking my guests when I bring them in, I'm going to be asking you if you should happen to call in this earlier part of the program. And you have the telephone numbers. You can jump on Skype. We have about 19 more lines because I've got one of them. And you can just let me know which one you picked, and I might add a little bit more information to that. In the meantime, let's go to the astrology. Cancer full moon. Oh, yes. Full moon. That will be January 8th and 9th. It's coming up right now, just a bit right around the corner. And Cancer, of course, is the first water sign. And most people know that the water signs are probably the most intuitive. They have that capacity to just naturally know. And they're most of the time, the water signs are feeling sensitive. In other words, they feel, if you ask them, well, what do you feel about this? And they'll usually say, well, I feel like, and this is where their information comes from, the gut. And that's where, you know, a lot of intuitives will receive their information. Other people just know. They don't, I don't know how they know it. And I believe that many practitioners, medical practitioners, doctors, sometimes they have all this knowledge, and yet I think the hunches and the intuition is playing a great deal of influence in what happens. But that's just me. All right, so that's Cancer. It's a full moon, January 8th through the 9th. And water is one of the elements that is... Oh, an element. Good, we can talk about that with Heath about acupuncture. It is one of the solvents. Things dissolve in water. And so many times they use this liquid to mix with other things. And water also has three states, a gaseous state, liquid, and solid. You have the waterfall, you have fog, you have floods, and you have the ice. You have glaciers, swamps, and seas. So water absorbs, stores, and conveys electromagnetic information. Dr. Emoto has done many research projects with water because water seems to resonate with different feelings. Now, right now, we are still with Sun in Capricorn, which is an Earth sign. Well, so Earth and water, we have... And what this represents, I feel, it has to do with your skills and your wisdom that you're making tangible on the earthly plane. It also has to do with the physicality. Earth represents the physical, earth and what you plant in the earth. So that's the Sun in Capricorn, the moon, full moon in Cancer. And here are a couple quotes for the Sabian symbols for the full moon, is that we need to develop and incorporate our nurturing intuitive side. I would say that has to do with Cancer. And this full moon shows us where our next step lies and what we need to release to move forward. Yeah, because if we're hanging on to stuff too long, it just doesn't do it. Here's the quote from Mike Dooley. You can change a great many things, or you can change. Things can be changed, but it's most important that you remain flexible and you're the one that is changing. And that's why I feel so many people are looking for alternative solutions. I've had many people calling me, and they're different situations where I'm able to help them with using my intuition and my coaching skills. And that's, you know, people try the old form, which is going to medical doctors maybe, and that, you know, I'm not debunking the medical profession. It's just sometimes they would prefer to operate instead of trying something that is different. And I actually brought up a situation with my husband who, we went to the doctor. He has a carotid artery that is plugged on the left side. And I asked Keith, our acupuncturist, about having acupuncture and whether that would clear that, and I will have him share that answer if he chooses on the air. All right, so we have set the stage for our guests to come in, and I believe we're going to start with Heath. All right, let's start with Heath.
Hi, Judith.
Okay, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Okay. Let's get a little background on you first, and then I want to know what you got out of that number three. First, your background.
Let's see. I come from Earth, and I've been here for over 43 years.
Okay.
At least in this body. Probably a lot longer, actually. Mm-hmm. This go-round, I landed, I found myself in Boulder, Colorado for a long time, over 20 years. And I'm a transplant to the Willamette Valley a couple years ago.
Okay.
and really come down here. It's a little more sustainable, and in Boulder there are dozens and dozens of classical five element acupuncturists and zero balancers. I also do a kind of body work called zero balancing, and there are a lot of us there doing that. And I come here, and I'm one of few. So
very good, and that's always nice, isn't it?
I hope so.
You hope so,
knock,
right?
Knock.
And so, what brought you to the Willamette Valley, to Eugene, Springfield area?
Well, I was in Paradise in Boulder, and I heard this was the promised land. So,
oh, really?
Here I am. You know, but it's really. I figured it wouldn't be so shocking. Boulder's its own bubble, and Eugene, I think, is noted for that, as well as there's great food here year-round, plus seafood.
I know.
Mountains and ocean. Lane County is a wonderful place.
It is, and I take it that you're an outdoors person?
Absolutely.
And you love to be out there hiking, and do you kayak and do all that stuff?
I have.
You have.
If I have occasion to have a kayak, I would love to kayak.
Very good. All right, so you're here, and no other reason other than you heard it was paradise.
Yeah, and it was the right maneuver. Getting out of town, getting out of Boulder, and rolling in down here. I mean, we came across the McKenzie Highway, you know, up at 5,000 feet, and then dropped down into Eugene, a hot summer day.
Really?
It was quite the change. It was almost just like coming from Colorado itself. It was kind of fun.
It was. Okay, yeah. Good. And you've been here how long?
I've been here for almost 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
And has this area been good to you?
It has. It has.
How so?
I love the rain. I love the green. I love that it's fall.
You're in luck.
it's fall, and the lawn turns green. It's
yeah.
It's just wild.
Yeah, the lawn turns green. I don't have to mow the lawn anymore.
No.
I have rocks outside.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I got tired of mowing the lawn.
That's how I got exercise this fall, actually.
Very good, very good. All right, you pick number 3, the 8 of Wands, Swiftness, Mercury in Sagittarius, and defining where you stand. How does that resonate with your business?
Well, definitely I'm really focusing on being an acupuncturist, and you know, it's all I'm doing right now. So I'm really in that place and really coming into having been here for a full season and seeing how things are different. I mean, this winter is different from last winter.
How so?
It seems less wet and more overcast.
Okay.
And in terms of the temperature, I mean, I guess last year it got down to about 5 degrees. And this year it hasn't been so cold, although it was 30 for a while.
Yes.
But then, I mean, you know, and then it rained really hard for 3 or 4 days. And
mm-hmm.
Just having that difference. And I mean, in classical five element acupuncture, winter has to do with water. And around
perfect.
Here, it certainly does.
You're right. I know for sure.
You know, and it's related to the kidneys and the urinary bladder.
Okay.
And, you know, it's basically about your reserves, about your internal workings. Because in the winter, the energy goes in more, and it's definitely a more yin time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, where you're going into the essence of who you are and then touch that essence, and then you can come back out into the spring and burst forth, and new life starts from there.
Right. And I always think of hibernation with the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And before I moved to Mount Shasta, I never thought of hibernating and never thought of taking that time to go inward as much. As when, you know, in the wintertime with the snow, of course, many times you could not get out of the driveway. So you stayed home until the snowplow came.
All right, yeah.
And threw the berm up, and then you couldn't get out. So the audience, I want you to participate with us as we're discussing this acupuncture and the five element acupuncture, and just thinking about how that applies to you. And just if you have a yen as opposed to yin, I want you to call in and ask a question to find out what more about acupuncture that as it relates to you. All right. Tell me more about your practice and what you're doing.
Well, I mean, with classical five element acupuncture, I mean, you mentioned the, could acupuncture clear my husband's carotid artery?
Right.
You know, and certainly not. It's not going to clear the carotid artery.
I knew that. Yeah.
I'm not going near my carotid artery.
Right, right.
Although, you know, with through treatment, it may clear itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be, you know, it's just like the question of, oh, do you treat cancer? And no, certainly not. Sure. I don't treat cancer, but I can help someone through chemo. There's some beautiful points to use to help bring their hemoglobin up and and get somebody through that.
Okay.
You know, and different things like that. I mean, acupuncture is certainly a preventative medicine, although it can really help someone who's ill and really help them through getting to a wellness place. But the idea is to get them to that well place so that they can then make the healthy decisions that they want because they're feeling good and
right. They're
feeling well. And even if they're not, I mean, just to go there and open up different pathways to help them out, to seek other alternatives.
What type of client, what I want to ask is, what is the most common sickness or whatever that people will come to you for?
It really varies.
Okay.
It's quitting smoking. I heard from a friend that, oh, you could help me. I mean, the number one reason people come to an acupuncturist is low back pain.
Really?
And that's on paper. I mean, here it is on, 70% or something, I think is, but it's like, okay, I have low back pain and I'll go there and palpate their back and see what's going on. Oh, I had this surgery, this and that and the other. But sometimes I have a client and, oh, well, when did this start? You know, this started in September and, oh, you know, was anything else going on in
right.
your life at that point? Oh, my wife left me for another man.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, so guess what? I didn't treat that guy's back. I treated him for being depressed and being
right.
In an emotional quagmire, and his back felt better afterwards.
Of course.
So.
Yeah, it was possibly a result of the depression, et cetera. Is that possible?
Yeah, I mean, looking at, really what we're looking at is where someone's energy is out of balance, and we're looking to clear those blockages so their energy can flow better.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do that, they get better and feel so much more relaxed and more energized.
When we were at a meeting just recently, you were the speaker, and three of us were the benefactors of having needles in our ear. And I can't even remember what. Oh, I think I had pain from moving, and all of us had relief of the pain that we had felt.
Yeah, auricular acupuncture can really, I look at it as relaxes the nervous system. In any case, acupuncture really relaxes the system in a way that, it's not going to fix your back pain,
no.
But it's going to have you not focus on it, so then the pain goes away.
That's right. Well, I sure felt much better until I got back and started lifting boxes again. And, of course, when you're in that straining and pushing and pulling, but there are also, that was physical for me. And for some people, it is emotional. They have emotional things where they're pushing and pulling and tugging, trying to control. I mean, control is a big thing for people out here, trying to maintain, especially 2011 was a very strained year for many, many people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, me included.
Huh?
I'm included in
You're that. Included in that. I sure was. Yeah, I know that. I sure was. Well, can you give me a little bit more information about the five elements, just a little, maybe an overview or whatever you'd like to share?
Well, the thing with acupuncture and classical five element acupuncture is it is an old form of medicine. It's thousands of years old. I've heard anywhere from 2,000 to 5,000 years. and its efficacy is in a long history of safe, really, a lot of people get a lot of relief without any side effects. I mean, the side effects of acupuncture are relaxation, slight pain at the insertion site, and possibly a bruise at the insertion site. And those are the side effects, which is quite nice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, it's a place to really see where someone is going out of balance in a natural way. It's a natural form of medicine that looks at the five elements, and our elements are a little different. It's wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. And so wood is spring, fire is summer, earth is late summer, harvest season, metal would be fall, and again, water for winter. You know, and it's the flowing of those elements. You know, no person is one element. They're all of the elements, mm-hmm. or they wouldn't be alive.
That's right.
So, you know, it's really about, you know, figuring out where you've been, where you are now, and where you want to go. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the nice thing about having a practitioner is they can be there and listen to you and give you some feedback about, you know, what you're going through, and then encourage you to get to the place where you want to go and possibly go beyond.
I like that, to go beyond.
Yeah.
Yes, because I think 2012 is about going beyond. It is about thinking outside the box. In fact, one person said, let's blow up the box.
Blow up the box.
Blow up the box. And then somebody else replied, well, then there are no boundaries, and then what are you going to do? And so there, that was, you know, the chicken and the egg, the whole thing there about that.
There you go. I'm using wood heat, so we burn lots of boxes.
Do you really? I bet you do.
Especially now after Christmas.
I bet, yes, yes. Okay, any questions you have for me?
No, just looking forward to getting back into this, and thanks for the number three. I mean, it feels I am really evaluating, you know, where I'm standing and what I do need to let go of in order to move beyond.
Right.
Where I, you know, I know where I need to be, and to step beyond that, I don't know about that because it's beyond.
It is, and we don't know about that unknown.
Yeah.
Well, one person told me that, you know, most people that have done their homework, that have done that centering, either through walking, meditating, or whatever it is, and they have cleared all of the things, and they're willing to go through whatever to get to go beyond. And those folks are going to be very successful. Are you out there as a listener, are you willing to go through whatever's been holding you back? I mean, you know what it is, or maybe you don't. It's kind of like the beyond. We don't know what the beyond is, and yet we do. There's a certain part of us that does know what our next step is. I always say, well, if you did know, that little NLP here.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, very nice. Okay, so we'll be coming back to you. I'm going to be bringing in Dr. Bill now.
Thanks very much.
You bet. And so Dr. Bill Walter of Golden Apple Healthcare, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Judith. Thanks for having me. It's nice to see you, Heath.
Right. So we have some colleagues here that would know each other and maybe work with the same clients. So tell me a little bit of back, even though you were here just recently, give us a little background of your background.
Sure. Well, I'm originally from the Midwest, but I've been on the West Coast since I was about 12 years old.
Okay.
And have a wonderful wife, Margot, who's a brilliant and talented artist. And I met her in Los Angeles. She came with me when I went to school in Seattle. And then when I finished school and residency, we were looking for a nice community where we could raise our son. And we thought Eugene was a great fit that aligned with our values and had a lot of the, you know, had nice, relatively mild weather,
mm-hmm.
and just an open, warm community.
It is. It definitely is. And yes, I've seen some of your wife's artwork. In fact, you left a couple postcards here. which I never returned to you on purpose.
I left them on purpose.
Very good. And I like to talk about different things like that. So very good. Okay, so we have the number three, which is about swiftness, is about establishing and defining where you stand, being open to spirit messages that emerge to place all your ducks in a row, and communicate to those who have ears to hear. How does that relate to you and your business right now?
Well, in there, I think when you were doing the fuller reading, you talked about, you know, how do you relate to some of the where do you stand in relation to some of the organizations you're around?
Yes,
And that's very that resonates very deeply with me.
Mm-hmm.
Where I stand as a practitioner is that the dominant medical system of the country could change.
Yes.
Certainly, if somebody's has a car accident, they need to get to the emergency room very quickly. And there's things that when you're having a heart attack, you need to be getting to the emergency room. But for a lot of chronic long-term problems, the dominant system has kind of failed on a lot of fronts.
You bet.
They do certain things very well. And as I'm sure Heath can attest with some of his clinical successes, and I know from my own clinical experience, and you too, Judith, in your own practice,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes a drug is not what is needed. Sometimes a surgery is not what is needed. So as I've been establishing myself in Eugene, part of my work has been to connect with all of the different organizations in healthcare, as mm-hmm. many as I can, to try and knock on the doors and say, hey, the natural healthcare community is here to help. We've got other ideas. And I've met with some success and I've met with some failure. And so a big part of what 2012 is about for me is accepting the organizations that aren't interested in working with me right now.
Yep.
Moving past that, not worrying about those. Those people will come around eventually. And focusing really on the organizations that do want to hear some of the things that can come out of the natural healthcare community and how we can start solving some of these problems.
Natural healthcare. Tell me more about that.
Well, I'm going to come back to some of the licensed providers. This is one of the ways I think about it. There are a lot of unlicensed providers, too, that are doing different work. But in terms of licensed providers, there are five distinctly licensed categories of healthcare providers that are in the alternative medicine movement. Acupuncturists, chiropractors, massage therapists, naturopathic doctors, and midwives.
Okay.
So all of us have a license. All of us have some form of malpractice. All of us have regulation by the state to provide healthcare services. And yet, in terms of the dominant medical system, we're not really invited in.
I would imagine not.
And that is a cultural issue more than it is a clinical issue. When we do clinical studies, we certainly find that for the conditions that we're good at treating, which is not a broken bone from a car accident, but might be from low back pain, it might be from mm-hmm. diabetes, we do really well. So when I say, you know, I want to share some of these ideas about what the natural healthcare community can offer to medicine, which right now is bankrupting our country in a lot of ways.
Yes.
I've gone to some of the big healthcare organizations in town. I've spoken to the medical director of one of the very large organizations in town, gotten a cold shoulder. I don't need to keep knocking on his door.
No.
I am shifting my effort to talk to people in the community that are more directly affected, whose profits aren't necessarily threatened.
Yes.
one of the big events, and I'm going to announce this more later when I get closer to it, but I will be offering a lecture to a number of people in human resources in town.
Nice.
To talk about, okay, what do human resources professionals do? They have to balance the needs of the company mm-hmm. with taking care of their employees, and what those healthcare benefits are all about is making sure that their employees stay healthy and productive.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be presenting all of the data that we have about the cost, not only the effectiveness, but the cost effectiveness of natural healthcare options. If Heath can treat low back pain with needles as opposed to treating it with opiates, who's going to be more productive at work the next day? You might get the same benefit from low to your low back pain, but that guy doped out on opiates
right.
isn't going to be a very productive worker. So when I go to this particular meeting, I'm really going to be emphasizing, hey, we offer not only effective solutions, but cost-effective solutions that, frankly, you want in your company.
My mind is running out. Who in the human resources community could refer over, make sure that they get invited to that talk?
I'll be announcing it more when it's firmed up. We're not quite ready,
right?
Firmed up yet.
Yeah,
but
I know.
This will be a big deal. This is a big part of my 2012. And so going back to your original reading of step three, what organizations are you lining up with and how quickly can you move when you get all your ducks in a row? I'm really focused on, I'm starting to get my ducks in a row. I'm starting to take my stand about what it is I believe and how I want to present not only myself, but a lot of the colleagues to the community, because I'm being invited to do these public lectures. Taking that stand, getting the ducks in a row so I can move fast when all the pieces come together, and they're coming together.
I love to hear things like that. So the listeners out there, whether you're listening live at the present time or whether you're checking out the archives, this is someone who's a mover and a shaker. You can tell both of them are Heath and Dr. Bill are movers and shakers, and me too. We're ready to jump, really take that quantum leap for 2012 to be of service, and that's what is really important for me, is that we can no longer fudge around and say, well, maybe I'll do that later or another lifetime. It's now. It is, especially now in January, we're setting the stage.
I'm a big believer in now, and that's a lesson I'm learning.
Yes.
And it includes even the smallest details of thinking about, I've got to return that person's phone call. I can waste more time thinking about returning so-and-so's phone call than if I just picked up the phone and called them.
Yes.
Now, putting together a big project, again, I can waste more time thinking about that project than if I just did it.
Well, and that's part of what I've landed on in just because I had to do a presentation the other day, and so I started evaluating, what do I do? And what it came up with is I help people organize people's minds, getting in that intuitive realm plus the organizational, the time management, and instead of going just scheduling, you go to the purpose. What am I doing this for? And your mind runs through this whole thing, and it gets calmer by doing this.
Right.
So I really came up with, I help organize people's minds, if you can do that.
I would love to hear his perspective on exactly this topic, particularly around helping people get focused, and from a five-element perspective, what it means to really get focused and move from a state of contemplation into a state of activity.
Very good. There you go, Heath.
Wow, tall order. I mean, really, I'm looking at the energy of the whole system. So you're looking at, yes, the mind as in the brain and the thinking apparatus, but also the heart. I mean, five-element acupuncture is a heart-based medicine. You have basically, there are 12 officials, and the supreme controller is the emperor or the empress. And there are 11 courtesans around that central figure. And so our divine providence here on earth is our heart. And in terms of the more physiological side, apparently there are more receptor neurons in the heart and its system than there are in your brain. And that makes sense. I mean, your heart is your feeling apparatus. Mm-hmm. This is how you manifest in the world. It's how you broadcast what you're putting out to your kingdom, and it's, there are different ways of what comes into the heart. I mean, there are there's the heart protector, the pericardium, and basically the secretary is your small intestine. So not everything gets to the heart, or it shouldn't, because there are a lot of things in this world that would waste the time of the emperor. And
exactly.
You don't need to, the emperor doesn't need to go there. So in terms of a focus, that's really where I would go, is it's about feeling it in your heart and then moving forward. And that's where five-element acupuncture is really an art. It's really a wonderful thing.
It is. Yeah. And I think of also being connected to source or to spirit or to the emperor or to the heart. It is very much. And while I was moving, I was so disconnected from spirit. Mm-hmm. I was only focusing on moving boxes, getting into this house. And today I just took 3 hours and I just sat here and I just let myself reconnect with spirit. And I felt, oh, I'm home again, because I wasn't home during this other time. And that's why my lower back was bothering, my muscles were bothering. And now, today, with this reconnection to source or spirit, or whoever, whatever you want to call it, I just feel so much at peace. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for the rest of the world, rest of my life, by doing this.
Yeah. And then, you know, in five-element acupuncture, we're treating body, mind, and spirit,
yes.
And it's all one.
It is.
And it's not spirit, something floating around.
No.
This is what animates you, it's what makes you, you know, how are your spirits?
Yes.
You know, you're good or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's, again, it's not some new age thing. It's thousands and thousands of years old when we used to be in touch with nature.
That's right.
And now, you know, it's the exception to be out and about in, you know, we're camping in the summer and things like that, but to be out and about and connected is a rarity.
It is.
And it, you know, it should not be an exception. I mean, this should not be alternative medicine. This should be, you know, taking drugs should be an alternative.
There you go. So. Exactly. Response, Dr. Bill?
Response to what part of that? There was a lot in it.
I know.
taking drugs is an alternative.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of alternatives out there. Certain times, taking drugs is the best alternative. But there's a lot of cases where it's not. I treat some people, as I know Heath does, who are in very challenging life situations. And some of the people I treat come in with pretty severe infections, for instance, and I give them an antibiotic. There's just,
right.
Just let's move forward. Let's just take care of this problem right now. Their long-term work, very often, because these people do have addiction problems, is going to be not, you know, how do they organize their lives? And that could, you know, to break a cycle of addiction, you got to throw a lot of tools at that. You might mm-hmm. throw counseling at it. You might throw acupuncture at it. You might throw herbs at it. You might throw drugs at it. You might throw a whole lot of different pieces
right.
of it. So, yeah, drugs, I think, should be the alternative. I wanted to slightly go into what Heath was saying about really being more connected with nature and what that means, and maybe even bring up what you were saying about just having a few hours of sitting and being settled, which is that as much talk as we've had about activity in 2012 and getting your ducks in a row, well, we're in January. It's still cold and dark.
Yes.
Our bodies are wanting to take nice long winter naps.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a time where we might be planning our activity. We might be checking in with our heart. We might be connecting with our source or our spirit or whatever you want to call it. And maybe that activity isn't going to happen until March or April or May. And I see Heath nodding because he's interpreting that through a five-element lens, I'm sure,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the month of December, we get to the solstice point, darkest night of the year, but it's still pretty darn dark here on January 4th.
Yes, it is.
And so being able to honor that hey, this is still it's a time of year to slow down. Let's mm-hmm. let's get all the pieces together so that when it is time to be active, we can really be active and do the right thing in the right way.
Excellent. Now, I have a question also. What is your typical, and there's never any, just typical, who comes to a naturopathic physician?
Two groups of people. Group number one are people who are just adamantly opposed to being part of the medical system in any way. They don't okay. want to go see a conventional medical doctor.
Okay.
Group number two are people who want, they might have their MDs on their team, they might be on plenty of drugs, but they want other ideas and other opinions.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a young man. This is one of my big clinical success stories of the year. Came in. He was very depressed. He had tried a number of different antidepressants since his early adolescence. Really hadn't budged him. I just got to talking to him to say, "Hey, what's going on in your life?" Well, turns out he's got a lot of insomnia, and it turns out that he's got a lot of back pain. And so I gave him a very simple supplement magnesium, which helps helps relax the muscles, but also helps calm the nervous system. I gave him, you know, it's a $4 supplement or something.
Right.
And I felt his back, and I did a little bit of work on his back, and I adjusted his back with some massage and some bony manipulation. And I taught him, I spent 1 hour teaching him breathing techniques.
Good.
And then I just check in with him once a month, and he's doing great.
Now, so I've heard both of you mention that you work with the body, the manipulating of the back and the bones. Is this in the chiropractic realm or massage realm or all of the above?
I'm going to answer for myself. I'm sure Heath has different bodywork mm-hmm. techniques that he does. Chiropractic, let's just define a term. Chiropractic is really a profession. Mm-hmm. Doctors of chiropractic practice chiropractic medicine.
Okay.
When you're touching a body, you can move the subtle energies of the body. This is what acupuncture, Reiki, craniosacral therapy is often doing. Mm-hmm. You can move the soft tissues of the body, like the muscles and the tendons and so forth. This is what massage therapy is typically doing.
Okay.
Or you can actually get the bones to move. And chiropractors are known for getting the bones to move. But a lot of other doctor types, including naturopathic doctors and osteopathic doctors, can get the bones to move. And that's really called osseous or bony manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
So when I worked on this young man's back, I did soft tissue work and bony manipulation. Maybe there was a little subtle energy work there too, but that's not really my area of strength.
Okay.
So I'm going to turn it over to Heath, and I want to hear about his body work approach.
Right. This is exciting. You're educating me here and my audience.
zero balancing it's a modality that aligns the energy body with the structural body. So cranial sacral is becoming more well-known in terms of a side modality, and it's what I would call global cranial sacral work, because the system is, it's a full session of body work here. We work your whole skeletal system. It's going and seeing where the energy is held and then holding on, say, a rib. You're on your back, fully clothed the whole time, and you just hold a rib and hold the space, and then the muscles and the bones and the fascia can relax. And you're getting a full session. It's mainly dealing with foundation joints, which are bones that move slightly.
Uh-huh.
In your feet, your ribs, your neck. And so that's what zero balancing is very effective. I've had a lot of good results from that.
Okay. What else can I ask you? You work with individuals. I know, Heath, you work with groups.
I do. The main part of my practice is individual work, but right now I'm branching out into group acupuncture, and it's anywhere from you're having needles with your family members. Where I'm treating now, you get treatment in your own room, and I can treat a group up to four people. I've treated six at once, actually, in the larger room. But, so that's anywhere from, okay, here we are, each person has their individual issues, and they get treatment. And to where it's more like a healing circle. So someone in the middle of the room is a focus, and everybody gets acupuncture, but their focus is actually the person in the middle.
Okay.
And so kind of like a healing circle sort of thing. And that's sort of the cutting edge of, mm-hmm. of doing that group work. It's a little different than having individual treatment.
Okay. I've heard great things about the work you do. Okay, Bill, Dr. Bill. Do you work just primarily individuals, or do you also do group?
Primarily with individuals. Most of the group work that I do is in the form of classes.
Okay.
Which I'm really excited about this year. I've got a couple classes lined up. I'm doing one in February, first four Wednesdays in February. It's a free class. Anybody is welcome to come. You just have to register for it. Called Joy, Sleep, Exercise, and Diet.
Tell me more about that.
Just covering the foundations of health. Four hour and a half classes. They're all going to be interconnected. It's a 6-hour course, and so you have to register for all 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Joy, Sleep, Exercise, and Diet.
Repeat those words again. Joy.
Joy, sleep, exercise, and diet. And I put joy there first.
Yes.
I'm sure you both know why. Because you're not going to get the right sleep, you're not going to get the right exercise, you're not going to eat the right foods if you're not moving from a position of joy. So that's the group work I do.
Mm-hmm.
I will occasionally, if I think somebody's whole household needs a shift.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're trying to work on a diet, for instance, somebody will come in and they'll say, "I'm trying to lose weight. I need to change what I'm eating." I'll bring in their spouse and say, "All right, we got to figure this out. You know,
right.
My patient is in this seat right here, but you're the one saying let's go to McDonald's every night. So we got to work. You got to hear this message too."
Exactly, exactly. Because a lot of times the kids too, you know, run the household.
So, right,
yeah,
right,
right. Okay. Well, we're getting toward the end. We've got about 5 minutes left. So I'd like to have you kind of wrap up what you'd like to leave our audience with: your contact numbers, emails, and remember you give them twice.
Okay. I'm Dr. Bill Walter. My clinic name is Golden Apple Healthcare. My website is goldenapplehealthcare.com. My office's phone number is 541-342-4520. Free class coming up in February, joy, sleep, exercise, and diet. And anybody in the world is eligible for a free 15-minute consultation with me. So, again, my contact info, goldenapplehealthcare.com, phone number 541-342-4520, 342-4520.
Good job. Thank you, Dr. Bill. Heath.
And again, I'm Heath Whitney, classical 5-element acupuncture at Village Health, which is 2868 Willamette in Eugene. And the phone number there is 541-684-3988. That's 541-684-3988. And I treat there Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And the group acupuncture sessions are Thursday afternoons, 2 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 4.
Wow.
And the Village Health website is villagehealthservices.com. Villagehealthservices.com. And there actually is heathwhitney.com as well, which is a work in progress. You can actually go there and look at it.
Good. Aren't we all a work in progress? Well, thank both of you for being here on the radio with me. So I'm going to complete and let you know that tomorrow I will be doing from 4 to 5, and I will be doing intuitive readings, and I will be sending out a special invitation to join me in an online class. Interesting, you talked about a healing circle. It's kind of like that. It's an intuitive coaching session where we will be meeting once a week on the teleconference or on Skype. We're still working out the details. And I'd like to invite at least four of you at a time. I think that's a perfect number, 3 to 4, because we can get a lot of work done. And the other one here in town in Eugene, Springfield, I'll be offering that same healing circle. It's a sacred circle. There'll be rituals helping you to open up to your higher power and to see what is beyond, what the possibilities are. And if you're interested, you can contact me, Judith, at judithconradradio.com. And again, that's Judith at judithconradradio.com. And that will have all my contact information. And I will be, like I said, tomorrow I will be doing readings for those people who want to call in. And you can jump in on Skype and join me to find out what's coming up for you this whole next year. And or maybe you'll just have a specific question that you'd like to ask. And if you pick number 1, number 2, number 3, or number 4, I'd love to have you email me and tell me why you picked number 1, number 2, number 3, or number 4, and what you got out of it, and I will, of course, email you back. I'm having a wonderful time with a lady in Canada. We've been emailing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, because she picked, I can't remember, I think number 2, and so we've been having this wonderful conversation. Okay, so we're finished. I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.
You have been listening to the Good News Radio Program with Judith Conrad. To email Judith Conrad, go to judith@judithconradradio.com.